Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
We will read from verse 7 through verse 13.
我们从第七节读到第十三节。
I will read it first in English, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says the holy, the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, which no one can shut.Because thou hast a little power, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will cause that they shall come and shall do homage before thy feet, and shall know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience,I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial, which is about to come upon the whole habitable world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly. Hold fast what thou hast, that no one take thy crown. He that overcomes, him will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no moreat all out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
启示录三章第七节到第十三节，你要写信给腓拉铁腓的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你没有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的，我要使他们来在你脚下下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这神就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here together in Thy name,
亲爱的主，当我们聚在你名下的时候，
our hearts bow low in worship,
我们的心俯伏敬拜，
how we praise and thank Thee for Thy love for us,
我们感谢敬拜你，你是这样的爱我们，
we thank Thee because Thou dost love us to the uttermost,
我们实在感谢你，你们爱我们爱到极点。
It is because of Thy love that we are here this morning,
因着你的爱，早上我们再一次再聚在这里。
So we want to give Thee worship and praise this morning,
我们早上愿意把敬拜感赞都归给你。
We thank Thee because Thou hast promised us,
我们感谢你，因为你是这样的应许了。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name,There am I in the midst of them.
两三个人奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们中间。
Lord, there is nothing more precious to us.
主啊，这对我们来讲，这是最宝贵的。
Then to have thy presence with us.
因为有你的同在在我们中间。
Who are we that thou should present thyself with us?
我们是何等样的人，你竟然愿意与我们同在。
No, Lord, we just bow ourselves before thee and worship thee.
主，我们只有俯伏在你面前向你敬拜。
Bring all praises and worship unto yourself.
愿一切的称颂敬拜都归给你自己。
Thou art the only one who is worthy to be worshipped.
因为唯有你配得敬拜。
Dear Lord, as we wait upon thee,
主啊，当我们等候在你跟前的时候，
May thou speak directly to each and every one of us.
愿你直接地向我们每个人讲话。
Oh Lord, we do not want to just hear it with our ears.
我们不单单只是用耳朵听到了一些。
We want to hear it with our hearts.
我们愿我们心里面听到。
We give our hearts over to you, Lord.
我们把心交给你。
And pray that thou will speak and do thy work. In each and every one of us.
我们向你求，你向我们每一个人说话，做工在我们里面。
That thy will may be done, and thy name be exalted.
愿你的旨意能够成就，你的名被高举。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God.For gathering us together this morning.
感谢神，我们能够再次聚在这里。
I often feel that whenever God's people gather together,
我实在感觉到，不论什么时候，当神的儿女们聚在一起的时候，
it is a clear indication of the love of God.
这实在是很清楚地告诉我们这里，这是神的爱。
How He wants to prepare us.For his imminent return.
他是那样的要我们预备好他马上的快来。
He wants that when he comes, that we are all ready for him.
他实在是在这里愿意当他来的时候我们都能够预备好。
And I believe that is the reason for our gathering.
我相信这是我们为了这个原因在这里聚集。
As I waited upon the Lord,
当我在主面前等候的时候
I felt maybe it is of the Lord
我想这应该是出于神的
that we should share together on the two churches in the book of Revelation
我们愿意交通到启示录里面的两个教会
We know that when the apostle John was exiledTo the island of Patmos.
我们知道，当使徒约翰被放逐在拔摩海岛的时候
，There on the Lord's day，
在主日
，He was looking across the ocean.
他向海瞻仰
，And he could look faintly the outline of Asia Minor.
他好像很模糊地看到小亚细亚
，And there.He served before he was exiled.
他在那个地方在放逐以前服侍的地方。
He could not help but thinking of their conditions.
他实在、要想到他们那些教会的光景。
And as he was meditating,
当他在默想的时候
he suddenly heard a voice behind him.
他突然后面听到有声音说
He turned back.
他回过头来
And he saw seven golden lampstands.
他就看到七个金灯台
And in the midst of the seven golden lampstands stands one like the Son of Man.
在七个金灯台当中有一位站立的好像是人子
In other words,
换句话说
there he was given a vision of the ministry of our Lord Jesus in heaven.
他在那里就看到我们的主他在天上的执事。
He was most familiar with the ministry of our Lord on earth.
他对于主在地上的执事非常的熟悉。
But there you find he was shown the ministry of the Lord in heaven.
但在那里他看到 主在天上的服事。
How he was the great high priest.
他是那一位大祭司。
Ministry unto his churches.
在那里服事他的众教会。
I think brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we all know,
我们都知道
that unless we know the ministry of our Lord in heaven,
除非我们看见主在天上的执事
we will not be able to live our Christian life.
我们就活不出基督徒的生活。
It is by his earthly life,
是因着他地上的生活
what he had done on earth,
他在地上所做的
how he fulfilled the work that God has sent him to do.
他在那里完成了神差他来做的工。
How he cried out, it is finished.
他如何地在那里呼喊说成了。
The work of redemption is finished.
救赎的工作完成了。
But now you find he is in heaven.
现在你看到他在天上。
Now what is he doing there?
他在天上做什么?
He is there as our great high priest.
他在那里做我们的大祭司。
While he was on earth, he was the apostle of God.
当他在地上的时候，他是神的使徒。
He was sent by God to do a mission.
是神差他来完成一个职事。
While he was in heaven,
当他到天上的时候，
he was the great high priest.
他是那大祭司。
Ministering unto us.
在那里服侍我们。
And he's able to save each one of us who comes to him.
他在那里拯救我们每一个来到他面前的人。
And save us to the uttermost.
把我们救到底。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our Lord Jesus is not only ministering to individual believers.
我们的主不单单对各个信徒在那里服侍我们。
Here you find a vision of our Lord ministering to the churches.
在这里你看到我们的主在那里服侍众教会。
Now of course we know.
当然我们知道。
The seven churches mentioned here are actual churches at the time of the end of the first century.
这七个提到的教会是第一世纪末了那几七个的聚会。
In Asia Minor, there were more than seven churches.
在小亚细亚不止这七个教会。
Because we know we have Colossia and Hierapolis too.
因为我们知道那个有哥罗西，还有其他的教会。
But here you find our Lord has picked seven churches.
我们的主在这里特别选了这七个教会。
Because these seven churches represent the general condition of the church at the end of the first century.
因为这七个教会就代表了当时第一世纪末期一般教会的光景。
But the book of Revelation is a book of revelation.
启示录乃是讲到启示。
It is a book of prophecy.
这是讲到预言。
Therefore, we know that these seven churches represent more than the actual conditions of the churches in the first century.
所以这七个教会不只代表当时第一世纪末期的教会的光景。
We find that these seven churches represent the whole church history in the centuries.
这七个教会就代表历世历代里面的众教会。
I wonder if any one of you have read the book called The Orthodoxy of the Church.
你不知道大家有没有读过那本书叫做《教会的正统》
？Written by Watchman Nee.
是尼弟兄写的。
Now, I heard him while he was given these messages.
当他讲这些信息的时候，我坐在那里听过。
It was during the wartime in China.
这是在中国中日战争的时候。
It's about in 1940, early 40s.
是40年代初。
There was number of assemblies around Chongqing.
在重庆有很多个聚会点。
And we gathered together for eight nights.
我们在一起有八个晚上的聚集。
To listen to these messages.
去听这些的信息。
It was in the winter time.
这是在冬天。
And we do not have a meeting place as big as this one.
我们没有像这么一个大的聚会的地方。
We were meeting in a brother's home.
我们是聚在一个弟兄的家里。
And that room was only able to accommodate 40 stools.
那里只能够放40张小板凳。
And everybody just sit there tight.
所以每个人都是坐得很挤的一起。
And at the back of the stairway, people were sitting there.
哦，在那个楼梯上也坐满了人。
And outside the door in the lane.
在那个外面的巷子也坐了人。
People were sitting on benches.
哦，在那里坐在板凳上。
And remember, it was winter.
我记得那是冬天。
But thank God.
感谢神。
You find brothers and sisters have such.Love for the Lord.
你就看到弟兄姊妹对主有那么样的爱。
Some sisters who were on the South Mountain.
有一些住在南山的弟兄姊妹。
And they have to start to walk in the afternoon.
他们从下午就要开始步行。
They have to walk down the mountain.
他们要下山。
Cross the river.
渡江。
And climb up to Chongqing.
再爬到重庆山上。
And walk through the whole city.
在那里要穿过整个的重庆市。
To the highest point in Chongqing.
到重庆最高的那点。
That's where we met.
这是我们聚会的地方。
And night after night, they came.
他们每天晚上都来。
When they came back, returned back.
当他们回去的时候。
They have to use torches.
他们在那里打着火把。
And go back, and the next day, they came again.
第二天他们再来。
So you can see how they love the word of God.
你看到他们是多么爱主，爱主的话。
And there our brother gave these messages.
我们的弟兄就在那里释放了这些的信息。
He told us that these seven churches represent the whole church history.
他说这七个教会就代表了整个教会的历史。
And you find one succeeded another.
一个接着一个。
But when you read carefully,
当你仔细地读的时候，
you will find that the first three succeeded each other.
你看到在前面三个教会一个接着一个，
one after another.
一个接着一个。
But when you read the last four,Churches.
当你读到后面四个教会的时候，
you find words such as "I'm coming."
你就里面就说到我必快来。
Wait until I return.
只等到我来。
So in other words,
换句话说，
the last four churches
末了的四个聚会
represent the churches during the last age.
代表了末后世代的教会。
So from the Thyatira to Laodicea.
所以从推亚推拉到老底家。
These four churches.
这四个教会。
Prophetically speaking.
从预言的角度来看。
Represents the churches to the end of the age.
代表了这末后世代的众教会。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we know that the church in Thyatira represents the Roman Catholic system.
我们知道推亚推拉是代表了罗马天主教的制度。
And Sardis represent the Protestant system.
啊，萨迪就代表了改革宗的这个制度。
So what are left of Philadelphia and Laodicea?
那剩下的腓拉铁菲跟老底嘉呢？
In other words,
换句话说,
outside of the Catholic and Protestant systems,
你看看天主教跟所谓改革基督教的这个制度,
you will find the general condition of the church is either Philadelphia or Laodicea.
你就看到一般聚会的光景或者是腓拉铁菲或者是老底嘉的光景。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
my burden is to share with you on these two churches.
我的负担乃是跟大家交通这两个教会。
That we may see
叫我们能够看见
where we are
今天的光景
and what is the expectation of our Lord Jesus
你看到神在这里的期待是什么
Here you find our Lord Jesus wrote to the church in Philadelphia
我们在这里看到主向腓拉铁菲说的话
Now we all know that Philadelphia in Greek means brotherly love
我们都知道腓拉铁菲希腊原文的意思呢是弟兄相爱
So this church is noted for its brotherly love
所以这个教会是以弟兄相爱出名
I have to confess
我要这样的承认
that in recent years
在近年来
as I look at the condition of the churches
像我看到众教会的光景
the more I feel there is some kind of misunderstanding among God's people
我就发现在神儿女们当中在这方面有一些的误解
We misunderstand what is meant by brotherly love.
我们误解了什么是弟兄相爱的意思。
Because I found that among God's people.
因为我发现在神的儿女当中。
How quickly they do love one another.
外面来说他们也是彼此相爱。
But their love does not seem to come purely from God.
但是他们的爱不是单纯从神而来的。
It seems as if there is more of human nature behind it.
那里好像有很多人天性出来的东西。
You know the word filial is affection.
你知道这个 filial 是有一个亲情吸引的意思。
It has the sense of friendship.
就是有一个友情的意思。
And I found among God's people.
我就发现在神百姓的里面
There is more tendency of a kind of a friendship.
在那里好像多处的是一些友情。
In other words,
换句话说
it seems as if we love those who are of same kind of nature character with us.
我们就是爱与我们性格性情相同的那些人
Our love seems to have a kind of condition
我们的爱好像是有条件的
And it seems as if that we cannot love our brothers as God loved them
好像我们不能够像神那样爱我们弟兄那样的爱他们
So I began to wonder what exactly is brotherly love
所以我就在这里看到底弟兄相爱是什么意思
Now it is true that word filial is affection is friendship
当然 filial 这个字是有亲情有友情的意思
God's love is agape
神的爱是Agape 是神绝对的爱。
In other words, it is absolute.
换句话说是绝对的爱。
It is unconditional.
是没有条件的爱。
It comes out of God himself.
是从神里面出来的。
Without considering our condition.
没有考虑我们的光景。
So more or less, we sometimes say filial is human affection.
所以很多时候我们说这个filial 是人的亲情友情
and agape is God's love
agape 是神的爱
now it is true brotherly love is filial love
当然弟兄相爱是 filial 友情的爱
so here you find Philadelphia
所以你就看到这里有腓拉铁菲
so how can you see the difference
但你看到这里面有什么不同呢
When I was waiting upon the Lord,
当我在主面前等候的时候
I feel that probably use illustrations will enable to understand it better.
或者是用这样一个比喻叫我们能够比较明白一点。
I feel that among God's disciples,
我就发现在主的门徒身上
no one knows filial love than Peter.
没有人比彼得更了解这个 filial 的爱。
How he loved the Lord Jesus.
他是那么爱我们的主。
His friendship with our Lord was unquestionable.
他对于主的那个友情是不可以质疑的。
Even when our Lord Jesus says he will go to Jerusalem and suffer.
当我们的主说他要上耶路撒冷受苦。
Peter would say, well, I will suffer with you.
哦，彼得说我要与你一同受苦。
I'm willing to die with you.
我愿意与你同死。
Even other disciples should flee away.
虽然别人离开你。
Certainly, I will follow you to the end.
我一定跟从你到底。
But we all know what happened to him.
但我们知道他最后的情况。
When he was under testing,
当他在那里被试验的时候，
he did love himself more than our Lord Jesus.
他爱他自己比他爱主更多。
But after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
当我们的主复活之后，
how our Lord restored him,
我们的主是如何的，
by appearing to him alone,
啊，单独的向他显现。
And then you find in the 21st chapter of John,
在约翰二十一章的里面，
how he restored him among before his fellow disciples.
他在他这些同伴的门徒面前如何的在那里啊恢复他。
So the Lord asked him a question.
主在那里问他，
Do you love me more than these?
主你爱我比这些更深吗？
We know that the word love the Lord used was agape.
知道主在这里用的爱是 agape。
Do you love me with absolute love above these things?
你爱我是用那绝对的爱来爱吗？
Above the fire.
你是爱这些你烤火这些火吗？
Above the companion.
是超越了你的同伴，超越了这些。
Because he denied the Lord for fire and companion.
因为他曾经为了烤火为了他的同伴在那里否认主名。
So the Lord said, Do you love me more than these?
所以主就问他，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And Peter having learned his lesson,
彼得他学了功课。
He could only answer, I am friendly, affectionate towards you.
他说只能够对主说，主啊，我对你有感情。
And the Lord asked him the second time.
主第二次再问他，
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
No comparison.
没有比较啊。
Just love me.
就是爱。
And it again, it is agape.
就是 agape 的爱。
And Peter said, I am affectionate towards you.
说主啊，我对你有感情。
And the Lord asked him the third time.
主第三次问他，
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
And the Lord used the word filial.
主用 filial 这个爱字。
And you remember how Peter was said.
你记得彼得怎么说呢？
He couldn't rise up to what he should be.
他实在不能够达到他应该达到的光景。
But having learned his lesson,
他学了功课，
He could only humbly say, Lord, you know.
他只能够谦卑地说，主啊，你知道。
I feel good about you.
我知道我是对你是有爱意的。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
So you see that his filial love has been disciplined.
你看到他的 filial, 他对于主的感情是受过训练的。
And he was the one who knew what filial love really is.
他了解什么是 filial 爱的真意。
So when you turn to 2 Peter,
所以当你读到彼得后书的时候，
2 Peter
彼得后书
Chapter 1
第一章，
You find from verse 5 onward,
第五节开始，
He said, But for this very reason also, using herewith, therewith, all diligence.
所以正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。
And then you notice this.
下面就说了，
In your faith have also virtue.
有了信心又要加上德行。
In virtue, knowledge.
有个德行，又有加上知识。
In knowledge, temperance.
有个知识，又有加上节制。
In temperance, endurance.
有个节制，又有加上忍耐。
In endurance, brotherly godliness.
有个忍耐，又有加上前进。
In godliness, brotherly love.
有个前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心。
In brotherly love, love.
有个爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what brotherly love really is.
这才是弟兄相爱的真意。
In other words, it is a kind of affection or friendship.
换一句话说，这里面是有一个亲情、友情。
But it is not based purely upon our natural affection.
但这不是只根据我们天然的感情。
It is based upon our affection, our love that has been disciplined and refined.
是根据我们的感情受过训练、受过纯净的。
And only this kind of brotherly love.
只有这样的弟兄相爱。
It is above prejudice.
这才能够超越一切的歧视看法。
It is above selection.
超越一切的选择。
And it can be general and towards all.
这是一个对于所有人的意思。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is the way I feel about brotherly love.
这是我觉得弟兄相爱的真意。
I feel there is much that we need to learn yet.
我相信我们里面还有很多要学习的地方。
Because if we love one another with our natural love and affection,
因为如果我们用我们天然的感情跟友爱,
we will find it will cause lots of problems in the church.
你就会发现在教会里面会产生许多的难处。
That's where parties come from.
这个就是里面有这样的分裂。
But when we really let our love be refined,
这样我们的爱要经过被炼净。
Through tribulation, through suffering.
经过患难，经过忍耐。
And through all these learnings.
经过这样的学习。
Then we will be able to really love our brothers as God loved them.
我们就能够像我们的神那样爱我们的弟兄。
And that will bring an unity among God's people.
这样就能够带进神儿女们的合一。
And only on that basis,
只有在这样的基础上,
you will find Psalm 133,
你能才能够看到诗篇133篇里面的光景。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹，这是腓拉铁菲。
God wants his people to really love one another.
主要他的儿女们真是彼此相爱。
And I discover a verse.
我发现有一节圣经。
In John.
在约翰福音里面。
In John chapter 13.
在约翰十三章里面。
In verse 34.
三十四节。
A new commandment I give to you.
我赐给你们一条新命令。
That you love one another.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
我怎样爱你们。
That you also love one another.
你们也要怎样相爱。
And here you find the Lord gave us a new commandment.
你在这里看到主给我们一个新命令。
He wants us to love one another.
他要我们彼此相爱。
In the way as he has loved us.
就好像他怎样爱我们那样。
And that is the way that we should love one another.
这是我们应该彼此相爱的那个爱。
And there is another verse in John 16.
在另外在约翰十六章里面。
Verse
27. 第27节。
For the Father himself has affection for you, because ye have had affection for me, and have believed that I came out from God.
这么说父怎样爱你们就是有感情，因你们已经爱我，又信我是从父那里来的，这个爱是 affection。
So here you find even here God had affection for us.
在这里神是对我们是有感情的。
And as we have affection for our Lord.
好像是我们对主应该有这样的感情一样。
So you find even with this filial love, there is a higher degree there.
所以我们就看到讲到 filial 这个爱还是有一个更高层的。
And this is the kind of love of brotherly love.
这是我们需要有的那种弟兄相爱。
And thank God, this is Philadelphia.
感谢神，这是腓拉铁菲。
So may we all rise above our natural love.
我们要提升我们这些天然的爱。
And having our natural love really be disciplined.
叫我们天然的爱经过训练。
That we may really have a brotherly love towards one another.
叫我们真正有弟兄相爱的这样的实际。
And then you find at the head of each letter.
你就发现在每封信的开头。
The Lord introduced himself first.
主他在那里先介绍他自己。
He gave us a revelation of his own self.
他把他自己启示出来。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because his revelation is our testimony.
因为他的启示乃是我们的见证。
What is the testimony of the church?
教会要做的见证是什么？
The testimony of the church is the revelation God gave to them.
教会的见证乃是神给他们的启示。
Whether we are faithful to our testimony.
我们对我们的见证忠不忠心
depends upon whether we are true to the revelation God has given us of Christ.
对于那我就看到我们对于神给我们看到耶稣基督的见证是不是忠实。
So here you find our Lord gave a revelation of himself to that church.
在这里你看到主向这个教会做出一个他的启示。
These things says the holy, the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open.
那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
Here you find our Lord reveals to the church in Philadelphia as the holy.
主在这里向腓拉铁菲的教会启示说他是圣洁的。
I think when you hear the word holy,
当你听到圣洁这个字,
you cannot help but think of Isaiah chapter 6.
你可能就会想到以赛亚第六章。
Because here you find Isaiah when he went into the temple to pray.
当你看到当以赛亚到殿里面去祷告的时候，
He saw a vision of God on the throne.
他就看到一个神在宝座上的异象。
And you find the angels were crying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
在那里有天使说圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华。
Our God is holy.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Now what do you mean by holy?
什么叫做圣洁呢？
Holy means he is separated.
圣洁说他是分别出来的。
He is alone.
他是独一的。
He is all by himself.
他是独一的。
There is nothing that can be like him.
没有任何的人事物能够跟他一样。
So here you find a revelation of Christ as God.
你在这里看到 启示出基督是神。
He is the holy.
他是圣的。
And because he is holy,
因为他是圣的
we must be holy.
我们也要圣洁。
No one can see God without being holy.
没有若不圣洁，没有人能够见神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we should see that our Lord Jesus is the holy.
我们看到我们的主是那圣者。
He is the exalted one.
他是被高举的。
There is none like him.
没有一个能够与他相比。
He is our God, he is our worship.
他是我们的神，他是我们所要敬拜的。
And he is the truth.
他是真实的。
Now what does it mean by he is the truth?
这么什么意思说是真实的呢？
He is the Amen.
他是阿们的。
So you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
所以你在哥林多后书第一章里面告诉我们。
All the promises of God.Or yea and amen in Christ Jesus.
所以一切神的应许在基督耶稣里都是阿们的，都是是的。
And he has the key of David.
他拿着大卫的钥匙。
Now of course we know David was a king.
我们知道大卫是君王。
So it seems to me that the key of David means the key to the kingdom of the heavens.
大卫的钥匙是说到天国的钥匙。
Our Lord Jesus came into this earth.
我们的主来到地上。
And he preached the kingdom of the heavens.
他在那里是服侍天国的君王。
He opens the key to that kingdom.
他是拿着天国的钥匙，他是打开天国的门的。
And he called all of us to enter.Into it.
他呼召我们众人都进入天国。
Who can enter into the kingdom of the heaven?
谁能够进天国的？
The violent.
那对自己就努力的人。
So you find in Matthew chapter 11.
所以你看到马太十一章里面告诉我。
It says, the violent seizes upon it.
在那里说是奴隶，就是对自己暴力的人。
In the Bible, it is a very strong word.
在圣经里面，这是一个非常重的话。
No, when the Chinese translate the Bible,
当中国人翻译的时候
they think the word violent is too strong.
他说这个强暴啊，这个字太重了。
It doesn't have a good connotation.
这个好像没有一个好的意义。
So they try to make it gentle.
所以他们就把它做得斯文一点。
But in the original, it is the word violent.
但是在原文乃是一个强暴的意思。
Violent itself is neutral.
其实强暴这个字本身是中性的。
Whether it is good or bad depends upon his connection.
它是一个正面的或者负面的，只是看它跟哪个连上。
If you do violence to other people, that is bad.
如果你对于别人强暴，这是坏事。
But if you do violence to yourself, this is commendable.
如果你对于强暴对你自己，那这个是可以称赞的。
Our Lord Jesus, while he was on earth,
我们的主当他在地上的时候
he was the most violent one to himself.
他对于他自己是一个最强暴的。
Though he could do lots of things,
他可以做很多的事情。
Nobody can do things that he could.
没有人能够做他做的事情。
Yet he said, I cannot do anything.
他说我不能够做任何事情。
But what I see my father is doing.
但是他我看到我父所做的。
He cannot say anything.
他实在什么也不敢也不能讲。
I only say what I have heard my father have said it.
我只能够说我父所说的话。
He denied himself to the uttermost.
他至死都在那里舍己。
Being obedient to the father even unto death.
他存心顺服父直到死。
Even the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
He called us to follow Him.
他呼召我们来跟从他。
We who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们这些信主的人,
We are all called to be his disciples.
我们都被呼召做他的门徒。
To learn of him.
去学他的样式。
To be yoked with him.
与他一同负轭。
And this is one thing that he calls us to do.
这是他呼召我们要做的。
If we are doing violence to ourselves,
如果我们对自己是强暴
violence in the sense of denying ourselves,
就是我们在那里舍己否定我们自己
to obey God,
然后去顺服神
that is the condition to enter into the kingdom of the heaven.
这是进天国的条件
He has already opened the door for us.
他为我们已经开了门
and he called us.To enter in.
他呼召我们去进入。
So you find these revelations of our Lord Jesus.
你看到耶稣基督这样的启示。
Were given to the church in Philadelphia.
就给了腓拉铁菲的教会。
One day a brother asked me a question.
有一天一个弟兄问我一个问题。
Is Philadelphia an ideal church?
腓拉铁菲是不是一个理想的教会？
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
as you read Philadelphia,
当你读腓拉铁菲的时候,
what is your reaction?
你的反应是什么?
Do you think it is an ideal church?
你觉得它是一个完美的教会吗?
It is ideal.
它是很完美。
But if it is only an ideal church,
但如果只是一个非常理想的教会,
then it is something you can see afar, but you cannot get hold of.
哦，这个理想呢，是你远远可以瞻望，但是你抓不住的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
Philadelphia is ideal.
腓拉铁菲是一个理想的,
but it is real.
但它也是真实的。
We find that in the early chapters.Of the book of Acts.
因为我们在《使徒行传》前面的一些的经文的里面
，we can find it.
我们可以找到。
We find it at the end of the first century.
我们在第一世纪的末期，我们找到这样的教会。
Why is it we cannot find it today?
但为什么今天我们找不到
？It is not an ideal one only.
这不单单是一个理想的。
It is one that God.Desires.
这是神所要的。
And it is one that God works for it.
这是神在那里做工要得到的。
Unless we be Philadelphia.
除非我们成为腓拉铁菲。
God's heart is not satisfied.
神的心就不会满足。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
the more you read Philadelphia,
当你阅读腓拉铁菲的时候
the more you're humbled by it.
你里面就越谦卑下来。
The Lord said, I know thy works.
主说我知道你的行为。
Behold, I have set before thee an open door.
说我在你面前打开有一个敞开的门。
Which no man can shut because thou hast a little power.
哦开了人就没有人能关关了就没有人能开我知道你未有一点的力量。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
power is something That we are all seeking today.
今天大家都在那里寻求能力，寻求力量。
If you have great power,
如果你大有能力
then you can do great things.
你就可以做大事。
Brother, sister,
弟兄姊妹。
But here you find the Lord said, "I know you have a little power."
主在这里说，我知道你们未有一点的力量。
Now why is it so?
为什么这样讲？
It is because,
因为
the power that people are seeking today,
今天人所寻找的力量
is the latent power of the soul,
是魂潜在的力量。
You know, when God created man,
当神造人的时候
He gave man great power.
他把大能给人。
Think of that.
你想一想。
Adam,
亚当
with Eve,
跟夏娃
they are to take care of that big garden.
他们在那里要照顾这么大的一个园子。
God commanded them to guard the garden.
神命令他们要看守这座园子。
Not only to till, but to guard.
不单单修理，还要看守。
Why?
为什么
？Because there was an enemy outside.
因为外面有仇敌。
And Adam was supposed to be the wall of the Garden of Eden.
亚当应该成为伊甸园的墙。
He has the power to do that.
他有这样的能力去办到这件事。
But he failed.
但他失败了。
And after the failure of man,
当人堕落之后,
we find that man's latent power is under the influence of the enemy.
我们就他发现人的潜在能力就受了仇敌的影响。
The enemy tried to develop that latent power of man.
仇敌在那里要人发展那个潜在的势力。
But God, because this is the soul power.
因为这就是讲到魂的力量。
And you find that in this world.
你就发现在今天在世上。
Whether it is in the political area or even in the religious area.
不论是在政治或在宗教的圈子里面。
And because of this,
因着这一个点,
God's way is the opposite.
神的方法正好与这个相反。
Even though when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候,
He was a man.
他是人。
He had a latent power in him.
在他的里面有人潜在的力量。
And yet you find how he put down his latent power.
你就看到他如何的放下他潜在的力量。
And he only followed the power of the Holy Spirit.
他只跟从圣灵给的能力。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
today people are seeking for power.
今天人在那里寻找能力。
But we want to ask a question.
但是我们要问一个问题。
What kind of power is it?
你要寻找哪种能力?
Is it the latent power of the soul?
是魂啊,潜在的能力吗?
Or is it the power of the Holy Spirit?
或者是圣灵的能力。
So you find in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
所以在撒加利亚书四章第六节那里告诉我们
Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵。
Thus said the Lord.
这是神所说的。
So dear brothers and sisters, here you find this church.
弟兄姊妹，你看到在这里的教会。
The Lord said you have a little power.
主说你若略有一点力量。
But this power is of the Holy Spirit.
这个力量是从圣灵而来的。
It does not come from man's latent power.
这不是从人那魂里面出来的。
And it is by that power that God will build his church.
乃是借着这个能力神要建造他的教会。
And he said, Thou hast kept my word.
说你曾遵守我的道。
Of course, we know the word refers to the scriptures.
我们知道这里这个道是讲到神的话。
All scriptures are God-breathed.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
Every word of God
是每一句神所说的话
is of the Spirit.
都是从灵来的。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how people today choose among God's word.
今天神的儿女在那里选择性的来读神的话。
They do not follow the word of God.
他们没有跟从神的话。
But here you find Philadelphia.
在你这里你看到腓拉铁非。
They follow, they keep the word of God.
他们遵守跟从神的道。
Whatever the word of God may be.
神的话怎么样说。
Even though it does not fit them.
可能我跟他们不合他们的意
it seems to go against them.
或者是与他们相违背的
yet they submit themselves to the word of God.
但是他们还是服在神话的底下
and this is a phenomenon of Philadelphia.
这是腓拉铁非的光景
and thou hast not denied my name.
你没有弃绝我的名
What is the church?
教会是什么?
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
是两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
This is the simplest definition of the church.
这是教会最简单的定义。
Because one is where a place.
这里讲到是哪里是一个地方。
Two or three a plurality.
两三个人是一个众数。
And gather together.
哦，聚在一起。
But under my name.
而且是奉我的名。
Not under any other name.
不是奉任何其他人的名。
But under the name of the Lord Jesus.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Now what do you mean by under my name?
这里说什么叫做奉我的名？
It means you put yourself under him.
就是你把你自己伏在他的下面。
You take him as your head.
你让他做你的头。
And you'll be obedient to him.
你顺从他。
So that is what the church is.
这是教会。
The church is under the name of our Lord Jesus.
教会是在主名下的。
Hold fast the head.
是持元首。
And all the members will be united together.
然后所有的肢体都靠他联络的合适。
And minister one to another.
然后在那里彼此的服侍。
And as you read on,
当你继续的读下去的时候，
you find the Lord especially mentioned.
主特别提到，
You have kept the word of my patience.
你在这里守卫我忍耐的道，遵守我忍耐的道。
Now,What do you mean by the word of my faith?
什么叫做忍耐的道呢？
In other words,
换一句话说，
Our Lord is long suffering.
我们的主是长久受苦。
How he was patient while he was in the world.
当他在地上的时候，他是如何的在那里忍耐。
Even today,
直到如今，
he still suffers long.
他如今还是在那里恒久忍耐。
His long suffering is our salvation.
他恒久的忍耐就成就了我们的救恩。
Unless he suffers long for us,
他为我们在那里受苦。
We should be given up long ago.
不然的话，我们早就给放弃了。
We are here this morning.
今天早上我们能够聚在这
里。That is the patience of God.
这是因着神的忍耐。
And We need to keep the word of his patience.
我们应该要遵守他忍耐的道。
This is not the time for us to be great.
今天不是我们要伟大的日子。
This is the time for us to be small.
今天我们要微小的日子。
This is the time for us to be insignificant.
今天我们要自己看为自己是无有。
Not to be proud of ourselves.
不能够自以为傲。
And because they keep the word of his patience.
因他是这样的遵守了主忍耐的道。
They live only for him.
他们只是为他而活。
And what is the result?
那这个带出来的结果呢？
And then you find verse 10.
第十节说，
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial.Which is about to come upon the whole habitable world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly.
说我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺取你的冠冕。
Now here you find a special promise.To the church in Philadelphia.
在这里你看到一个对菲拉特菲教会特别的应许。
The Lord said, I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial.
主在这里说，我要免去你的试炼。
Which is about to come upon the whole habitable world.
必在普天下人受试炼的时候。
To try them that dwell upon the earth.
然后这些人在地上受试炼。在地上的人
Now, What is this time point to?
这里是讲到什么时候呢？
It points to the great tribulation.
这是讲到大灾难的时候。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Even the world is thinking about it.
今天世人还都在考虑这件事情。
The doom day is coming.
说那个末日要来到了。
Especially we Christians.
特别是我们基督徒们。
We know that one day,
我们知道有一天
The great tribulation will come upon this earth.
大灾难会临到这个地上。
It is a tribulation that has never been seen before.
是在地上从来没有见过这么大的灾难。
For 3 years and a half.
3年半之久。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Here is a special promise.
这里有一个特别的应许。
Even before the time of the trial.
就是在这个试炼之前。
There will be a rapture.
在那里有一次的被提。
And those in Philadelphia will be raptured out of that time.
在腓拉铁菲的教会就从那段时间之前提上去。
This is what you find in Revelation chapter 12.
这是启示录第十二章。
The man child.
那里男孩子。
There you find a vision.
在那里你看到一个异象。
A woman was in travail.
那个妇人在生产。
The woman represents the church in the last days.
那个妇人就代表末后时代的教会。
And there she was in travail.
在那里，她在那里在生产之苦。
And then you find a red dragon.
你看到一个大红龙。
Waiting before that woman.
在那个妇人旁边，在那里等着。
He was not interested in the woman.
他对于这个妇人没有什么兴趣。
But was interested in the womb.
他有兴趣是他腹中的男孩子。
Why?
为什么？
Because the woman has failed in her testimony.
因为这个妇人在见证上已经失败了。
He had no power over him.
他对于仇敌他没有力量了。
But the womb, the man child.
但是在腹中的男孩子
That man child will be the finish of Satan.
因为那个男孩子就会击败了撒旦
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The whole church is in travail.
整个教会在惨难过程里
To bring forth the overcomers.
为了要生出得胜者
When the overcomers came forth.
当得胜者出来的时候
Satan tried to swallow the man child.
撒旦要吞吃这个男孩子
But immediately the man child was raptured to the throne.
但是这男孩子马上就升给提到宝座面前
Of course they are all different interpretations.
当然这里面有不同的解释
But here you find
但这里
this child
这一个男孩子
as soon as it was born,
当他一出生
it is raptured to the throne.
马上就提到宝座去
Why?
为什么
Because they have overcome.
因为他们已经得胜
The headquarter of Satan is in the air.
撒旦的总部是在空中
And these are able to get through that headquarters
这些得胜者能够穿过撒旦的总部
Go to the throne
直到宝座
To welcome our Lord Jesus
在那里迎接我们的主
To come from the throne to the crowd
叫我们的主从宝座降到空中
And from the cloud to Mount Olive.
从云中就降到橄榄山。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is a special promise to the church in Philadelphia.
这是神对腓拉铁菲一个特别的应许。
This is a special promise for those who overcome.
这是对得胜者特别的应许。
They will be raptured out of the hour of trial.
他们就从大灾难里面给提出来。
The Lord said, I come quickly.
主说，我必快来。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
again we want to emphasize,
我们在这里要特别看重的
that the church in Philadelphia is not just an ideal.
腓拉铁菲的教会不单单只是一个理想的教会。
It is an actual church.
是一个实际的有的教会
The Lord has made every provision for it to be fulfilled.
主预备了一切他们所需的，叫他们能够给应验。
And then, as usual, at the end of every letter,
就好像末了，在每封书信的末了
，Our Lord Jesus.Call for overcomers.
我们的主在那里呼召得胜者。
And those who overcome.
说得胜的。
He said, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God.
我要叫他们在我神殿中做柱子。
And he shall go no more out at all out.
他也必不再从那里出来。
And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name.
我又要将我神的名和我神殿的名，这城市是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
A promise to those who overcome.
一个应许对这些得胜者。
And this promise will be fulfilled during the kingdom age.
这一个应许乃是在国度的时候应验。
But here as you read,
在这里我们读的时候，
it seems that it goes even beyond the kingdom age.
我们就会发现这里是不停在国度而已。
Because it mentioned the new Jerusalem.
因为这里提到新耶路撒冷。
Which appears in the new heaven and the new earth.
这乃是新天新地。
So what encouragement the Lord has given to us.
主给我们的是多么的叫我们受激励。
And finally,
最末了,
there is a call.
这有一个呼召。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,凡有耳的就应当听。
By the grace of God, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，靠着神的恩典，
that we may be those who have ears to hear.
让我们成为那有耳可听的。
Not for ourselves.
不是，是为了我们。
But for the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to praise and thank Thee.Because Thou hast placed before us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，你在我们这里，你在我们前面预备了这样。
Thou hast showed us that Philadelphia is Thy heart's desire.
你叫我们看到腓拉铁腓的教会是你心中所要的。
We pray by Thy grace.
我们说借着你的恩典。
By all the provisions, promises.That Thou hast given to us.
借着你给我们一切的预备与应许，
we may be what Thou want us to be.
我们能够达到你要我们达到的光景。
That our heart may be satisfied.
让你的心得到满足。
So we commit these words into your hand.
所以我们把这些的话交在你的手中。
No matter what our interpretation may be.
不管我们的解释是怎样。
The fact is.
那事实乃是
Thou looking for overcomers.
你在那里寻找得胜者。
Have mercy upon us.
求你施怜悯在我们身上。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.